Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Newson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Orsolac. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sachs hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Gomez, and into shallow left field. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sachs moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sachs scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson strikes out. One out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Orsolac moves to second. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Horn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newson hits a line drive for a single. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Griebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Devereaux scores. Milligan moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Billy Ripken. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas throws to second for 1, and Grebeck throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Milligan scores. Hoyles scores. Anderson moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sachs hits a line drive towards third. Gomez fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Raines moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. Raines moves to third. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive beyond second. McLemore can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. Horn strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hoyle's is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyle's takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grybek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grybek hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a line drive for a single. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sachs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sachs hits a line drive beyond third. Gomez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Orsulak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsulak hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Newsom, who is chasing the ball. Orsulak reaches third base with a triple. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura has Orsulak trapped. There's the throw to Karkovice and back to Ventura, who tags Orsulak for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newson strikes out. 1 out. Alan Mills now pitching. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Bell steals second. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground for a single. McLemore moves to second. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Orsulak bunts towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. McLemore moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Horn is 0 for 3 in the game. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Anderson moves to third. Orsolac moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Newson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Mike Huff pinch hits for Lance Johnson. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Carcoviche moves to second. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing center field. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Huff. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Milligan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoyles is walked intentionally. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a line drive beyond short. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux scores. Hoyles moves to third. Gomez moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Radinsky catches it and throws to third to double up Hoyles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines strikes out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken throws to second for 1. And McLemore throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sachs moves to second. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. Ventura bunts for a single. Sachs moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.